WildTalkRadio.com.
I only have one thing to say. It's great to be back on Monday Night Raw!
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is my yard now.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete, a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Lynch works Tuesday nights and not Mondays, because there were some straight fire drop tonight on Monday Night Raw. This is the Raw Post Show live across the airwaves of Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live on TuneIn Radio. Just search Wild Talk Radio Network. I am Sir Rockin', joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Oh, things happened tonight. Things got really, really, really interesting in the last hour of this show. So many things.
So many things went down. We'll get into them all, and we're going to start with the biggest of them all. By the way, we're presented as always by GoWork.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211.
Can't forget those awesome folks.
Can't forget them. They're the ones who help with the stuffs. Anyway, tonight was the contract signing for Roman Reigns and John Cena for their match at No Mercy. Yes, the WrestleMania matchup is happening at No Mercy. They were very clear to make it a point that this is a WrestleMania-worthy matchup.
Yes, it is. And they're doing it now, which I think makes both of us kind of wonder what's going on with Cena.
There's a lot going on with John Cena. I'm just saying. There's more to the story than just Cena fighting Roman at No Mercy. We'll see what happens down the line. But anyway, let's talk about this contract signing. So Cena comes out, calls Roman the blue chip prospect who's been protected against anyone and everyone who steps foot in his path. Cena says he's the one man you get no protection from. So he comes out and he signs a contract saying that Reigns, he wants to fight Reigns because he knows Reigns doesn't want to fight him. So the contract has been signed. Roman Reigns comes out. Roman says, "Let me get this right." Gets booed. Questioned Cena, claiming he was afraid to fight him. Reigns told Cena he's not as big of a deal as he thinks he is. Reigns says he retired The Undertaker at WrestleMania. He said maybe it's not that he doesn't want to fight Cena, but that he doesn't need it. Now, before I continue, in all of this, Roman forgot lines.
Yeah, Roman started off kind of strong. He started off good. He did his usual spiel. What threw Roman in this, and this is kind of a theme through this whole promo, is Cena went off the cuff to a certain degree in this. I think part of it was scripted, part of it wasn't. But basically, Roman was hurling. I think he called Cena a part-timer.
No.
And that's when it all kind of sort of waffled a little bit. Because Roman, Roman threw an insult at Cena, and then Cena just, like, jumped on it and just went for it. And Roman kind of stumbled and stuttered a little bit, and he stood there for about a minute and a half. He looked ready to cry at one point, poor guy. As Cena's just, you know, taking this promo and just doing this off the cuff, you can tell.
Yeah. Cena says everyone knows Roman is the big dog in the back. John says he is a polarizing figure. Some people want him to have a heel turn. With you, it's different. John says they go back and forth with you because when they look at you, they see a cheap-ass corporate-made John Cena bootleg. You aren't the guy. You are a guy. Desperate to fill the shoes you cannot fill. Cena says he's not the Undertaker. He is not broken down with a bad hip.
Cena, honey, you gonna catch hands for that.
Cena says he is at his best right now. If you sign the contract, your Roman Empire goes up in smoke. Roman says Cena did it again. He is the king of it. He takes anything and spins it. You boo Cena because you want him to be a bad guy. They boo you because you suck. Cena pointed out, they say the same thing about Kurt Angle and he won a gold medal. Nice little plug by Cena.
Yeah.
Roman says people boo you because they see right through you. You are phony. You're a yes man who does anything they want. He called Cena a fake ass bitch. Roman calls him a part-time fake ass bitch. Roman says he busts his ass every night so Cena can show up on the Today Show and maybe will go to a WWE show if they pay him enough. You're going to jump off that bus with that shovel and bury as much young talent as you can. That is what you do. That is how... Go ahead.
Where have I heard this before? I've heard this somewhere before. I'm trying to remember. Where have I heard this speech before?
I believe this bootleg Cena is bootlegging Cena.
From WrestleMania 29.
28.
Fair enough. Either one.
It was the first one that got heated. Second one was for the belt.
That's right. I mean, it's just like the second he started in on the part-timer and the 20 and the Today Show and everything, I'm sitting there and I'm like, I've heard this before. I know where this came from.
Yeah, so bootleg Cena is bootlegging Cena. There you go. You may want to return that movie to Blockbuster when you get a chance. Anyway.
It still exists.
In one town, there is still a Blockbuster that exists.
Damn.
It's like one. Anyway. You will do anything because you are a backstabbing shark. You don't like Roman because you cannot bury him. You can't touch him, Roman. Roman says he's the one guy in WWE that John Cena can't see. Why does he want to lessen himself on his legacy, or lessen himself or his legacy to be the next John Cena when he can be the one and only Roman Reigns? Cena says Roman Reigns is a fool. It is better to keep your mouth shut if people think you are stupid than to open your mouth and make them right. You are saying the same thing that everyone else says and blame him. John says it took him 5 years, took Roman 5 years to cut a halfway decent promo, but now he's going to shrink him down to size. John Cena says everyone thinks he has this magical golden shovel to keep everyone down. He says everyone in the crowd has the keys, but you have to blame him, meaning Cena. John says he has heard it for 10 years and he has heard it from a lot of people. He says he hasn't made an event at WrestleMania in 5 years. That is a fact. He was the opening match at SummerSlam. That's a fact. He was honored to hold the U.S. title to help introduce new talent into the WWE like AJ Styles and Kevin Owens. And you took it the U.S. title as a demotion. This is true. John Cena says he is still here because Roman can't do his job. John says there is only one rule, step up or step aside. John says he has heard about the one guy who could keep up, and John says he looks at him and listens to him. John says Roman should be ashamed that John is a part-timer because he can do it better part-time than Roman can do it full-time.
Ouch.
Roman then shoves the table aside after he signed the contract and they're about to fight. There's something in there where Roman brought up how he works all the live events every single weekend. John Cena did it for 12 years. This is not a thing, people. Like, oh my god, John Cena doesn't work the house shows. Yes, he does. Whenever he's around, he works as many house shows as he can. It's not a crime not to work the house shows. We gotta stop with this point because it's a point that people have used over and over again. And it makes you look stupid because guess what? All the people got who are not working the house shows, work them for their first 7-8 years of their career. I want to see Roman Reigns 10 years from now not work those house shows.
Right.
Because that will be a thing. That was the one thing I didn't like about the promo. Everything else I thought was awesome.
Well, I think it's that, it's John Cena's become The Rock, where it's, you're going off shooting movies, you're doing TV shows, you're doing award shows, you're not here anymore. I'm here all the time. That's the measure of why I am better than you. I'm here. I've now taken your place being here. I'm the locker room leader. You stepped away. You're going off. You're moving on to that next phase of your career. And there's a lot to be said of that for Roman stepping up and doing what he needs to do. No one is taking that away from Roman. He's busted his butt over the last 4 or 5 years. No one, absolutely nobody's taking that away from him. But there was a lot of truth that was said in this. I mean, it's like how it basically seen the writers, whoever came up with this, went out and looked at the internet and read every criticism of Roman Reigns. Either read it or listened to it or whatever, because there was a lot of truth, or I shouldn't say truth. Truth is not the right word. There's a lot of criticism in that promo from Cena that echoes what a lot of people have been saying about Roman.
And I don't think it's just things on the internet.
No, I don't. Roman Reigns is a great wrestler. Roman Reigns is a shit promo guy. I'm sorry if that offends people. I really am. But it's the truth. When you put Roman in there with Cena, who's shooting off the cuff at this point, who's coming up with his own lines, and Roman stumbles, forgets his lines, and is able to recover, but not really able to recover, that's not good for him. I mean, granted, his writing was not really that great to begin with, so, you know, it's like, I'll cut him a little slack, because it's like, okay, yeah, you know, whoever wrote Roman's side of it obviously did not know what Cena was going to do, or knew really what Cena was going to say, because there is a point where Cena hijacks that promo. You see it, because like we said, Roman stands there for like a minute and a half while Cena's talking. He looked like he was going to cry.
Roman Reigns needed Brian Gewirtz to write his lines on his arm like they did for The Rock. It would have worked. It's the only thing missing. I wish John had mentioned that. But, you know.
The whole entire segment itself was great. It was perfect. You now have Roman going into John's position, John going into The Rock's position, and now it's like you have that role reversal. Roman is coming for John's spot. They're passing the torch from Cena to Roman. It's official. They're doing it. And that's great. That's fantastic. For the love of God, somebody help Roman with his promos, please. Please.
I'm just going to throw this out there. Cena should win at No Mercy. You don't need to pass that torch yet. Cena should win. That's just me.
But if he's going to be gone, and Roman's going to be the guy, which they've been trying to make him the guy for the last 2-3 years, it's time. I mean, he's retired The Undertaker.
Okay. So, he retires The Undertaker, he beats John Cena, then in 6 months later beats Brock Lesnar, then what?
Then he's then the what? John Cena.
Then what?
Then they do whatever they did with John Cena for 10 years.
They at least spread out the big people for over multiple years.
But they haven't done that with Roman. They gave him the title, what, 3 times in the span of 6 months?
And he lost the belt because he got popped. Just saying.
Anyway. I mean, I'm not trying to take anything away from Roman Reigns. This is not Roman Reigns' fault. This is whoever is behind, you know, whoever is backstage, that they really want Roman Reigns made, that they're pushing really hard to get this done. And it's all coming really, really quickly for Roman. And it's just like, okay, you know, yeah, you want to do Cena versus Reigns at No Mercy. All right, that's a WrestleMania caliber match. Maybe they're kicking off a feud for Mania, who the hell knows, but it's like, it feels like they're hitting a lot of, you know, like you said, they're hitting a lot of milestones really quickly for Reigns. Then what do you do with it?
LeMans brings up, I don't know how you can have Roman face Brock when he pinned him at SummerSlam. Two ways. Roman beats Braun for title. Brock wins Rumble. Brock versus Roman. Brock keeps the title. Roman wins Rumble. Brock versus Roman. There's your next few months of stories. Anyway, we have more to get into.
Yes.
Because there's a lot more things to happen. So Miz comes out wanting about respect. Kurt Angle interrupts him right away. Tells him that he will have a Intercontinental title defense next week on Monday Night Raw. To determine that, we will have a battle royal right now. These men include Matt Hardy, Jeff Hardy, Finn Balor, Jason Jordan, Kalisto, R-Truth, Goldust, Apollo Crews, Carl Anderson, Luke Gallows, Kurt Hawkins, Bo Dallas, Elias, Curtis Axel, and yes, the big penis, the Big Show.
Why did he shave his face? Show, honey. Grow it back, okay? Grow it back. Please grow it back. Please, please.
Most of the people in the Battle Royal threw Kurt Hawkins out in 5 seconds.
And then the smart ones stood back while the stupid ones went for Big Show.
Yep. We had a couple of we had one tease of the club working together. Too sweet, everybody. Too sweet.
Hey.
So it's boiling down. We're down to a few people left. Finn Balor and Jeff Hardy was teased as a possible match. I'm like, okay, I'll sign up for that match. That'd be cool. Anyway, so Finn's on a roll. Cue Wyatt Screech. Hey, Bray Wyatt shows up. Tosses Finn over the top rope. Wyatt Screech again. Bray's gone. He was on TV less than 5 seconds.
But he was there?
He was there. Finn Balor.
He cost Finn, which means the feud continues.
Feud continues. Jeff Hardy would eliminate Elias Sampson. and Jason Jordan at the end to win the Battle Royale, and it'll be Miz versus Jeff Hardy next week. I'm okay with this.
I'm fine with it. I'm not going to complain.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to see the death of Enzo Amore.
Oh, man.
He stood in this ring. He cut a promo. No one cared. He looked like an idiot. He danced like an idiot. Fans booed when he did some line. And then he said, oh, I can dance too. Then he answered, you know, introduced Noam Dar. They had a match. Enzo won with Eat the Feet. First win Enzo has had as a single in, like, ever. And, yeah, that was a train wreck. Really, really awful train wreck.
We said this about Enzo and Cass, but more Enzo when the split happened, which is Enzo's going to have a shelf life. And I think he's rapidly reaching that shelf life, especially with all the bad press that's coming out about him, where it's like he's not liked in the locker room. And a lot of people are viewing him getting sent to 205 Live as a demotion, because let's be real, it is. Next stop for him is probably NXT.
I don't think there is a next stop. I think this is it.
I'm trying to be generous here. But, yeah, I mean, it's like, I think the negative press is hurting Enzo at this point. Because now it's getting out to the fans where it's like he's essentially being a jerk. I don't know if that's exactly the right word for it. But he's basically, in a sense, not respecting the locker room, not respecting the rules, misbehaving. He's being a braggart. You know, he's going out on Twitter posting about how he dropped 10 grand on tickets for the fight on Saturday night. It's like, who cares? Really, who cares? Nobody. I mean, I get that's who you are, and I respect that's who you are, but who cares?
I can't add anything more to that. Seth Rollins lost to Cesaro in a good match.
This is a really good match.
We had interference from Sheamus causing the loss. So Sheamus was very confident. He challenged Ambrose. They had a match. They had a good match. Dean Ambrose won when Seth Rollins interfered, and, you know, even Stephen Pookie, it was fine.
It continues the feud. I liked it. This was really good.
Two good matches. Ate up a lot of time. Good stuff. So, our next matchup, Emma versus Mickey James, is over feuding over hashtags and stuff like that. Anyway.
I don't care about the match, okay? We need to talk about this right now. Give Emma her music back.
Hashtag give Emma her music back.
Whatever this new stuff is, no. It is a no. I want the remix Casio, whatever it was. Because that fit her so much better than what this does.
So Emma won, which means Mickey has to tweet something. And then Emma starts going, I started the Women's Revolution. I started the Women's Revolution. Okay, this is leading to one of two things. A, Paige returning. B, the more logical one, the debut of Asuka in 7 weeks. That's my feeling on it.
I think it's more Paige, because the rumor is Paige is on her way back. She's, I believe, gotten medical clearance at this point, and they're looking to fit her in now that they're past SummerSlam. So, you know, and Paige was, if I remember correctly, because it's been a long time since we've seen her, was taking credit for the Women's Revolution. So I think that's where they're headed, is they're going to bring Paige back, I believe, as a face to go against Emma.
And they were the two who had the first real match on TakeOver.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we forgot to mention Cena and Reigns beat Gallows and Anderson. That was the thing.
It was there.
Yeah. Other things that happened on Monday Night Raw included Elias debuting a new song. Jerry Lawler felt disrespected. He was doing commentary because Booker is stuck in Houston. Be safe, everybody.
Yeah, everybody in Texas, our thoughts are with you. We're praying for you.
Worlds collided tonight. Monday Night Raw met Southpaw Regional Wrestling as Pelvis Wesley showed up and got beat up by Elias.
Honestly, I'd rather see a Southpaw Regional Wrestling segment than the Cruiserweights, just because it's straight comedy, but they could never get away with it.
Nope.
But this was good. I hope they don't ruin Southpaw, because it's something we all love, and we know what they do to things we love. So
Paul Heyman came out, talked about everything that happened last week. He said he doesn't believe in monsters, but he believes that Braun Strowman is one. Heyman asked if Strowman thought Lesnar was going to duck him, and that's why he attacked him last week. Heyman says Lesnar ducks no man. Brock want you, Paul Heyman said, but got cut off by Brock, who said what he's trying to say is suplex city, bitch.
It's always a little hairy when Brock hits the mic.
There wasn't much to this segment. It hyped the match. It was sort of just there.
Well, I think they're trying to do a really... It's like you don't need to do a lot to this to keep it going. mean, the anticipation's already there for Brock and Braun because it's a one-on-one match I think we've never seen. So everybody's like, if anybody can take Brock, it's Braun.
And they kept Braun off the show.
Which I think was a good idea. You have Braun show up next week when Brock is not there. And you have Braun do that thing, and you purposely keep them apart till the end, and then you bring them back together.
Yeah, on the last Monday Night Raw before the pay-per-view. Yeah. Then you bring them back. So, Alexa Bliss was very confident earlier that night. She talked about Sasha never successfully defending the Raw title. She said, history will repeat itself, and she will expose Banks as a legit loser. She said, there's anticipation in the air, and the fans are ready to worship the goddess again. Anticipation is in the air. So our main event was Alexa Bliss versus Sasha Banks for the Raw Women's title. Good match. Enjoyable match.
I always love it when these two fight.
They really go at it. It's really physical. In the end, Alexa Bliss knocked her out with a DDT and became the new Raw Women's Champion. Good. Good stuff right there.
Mm-hmm.
Then out came her BFF, Nia Jax. Nia Jax looks at Alexa, then smashes Sasha in the corner.
We're all waiting for it.
She gets her friend up on her shoulder, right in front of our eyes. We saw an Instagram friendship destroyed. Everyone out there, go Snapchat it. Tell your friends. We saw the end of Team Rude.
Larry Steve is going to be so upset.
I know. It was a nice turn. Nice use of the fit. Nice use of the friendship at the end. I thought it was really well done. Good match was good. Does this make Alexa babyface or Nia babyface? I wasn't sure.
We'll find out next week.
I would keep Alexa as the heel because she works better as the heel. But now Alexa is once again the champion. You kind of knew this was the direction. So again, like I've said before on multiple shows, it's like you can always change the title to get to the point you're trying to go to.
Yep.
You don't kill a story. You know, you can always get back to the story you want to tell.
Yep.
There are a lot of people complaining about the flip-flopping of the belt. I get it. I understand it. But they were trying to make SummerSlam unpredictable. That's what that was.
And I respect that, but honestly, if you look at the history of the Raw Women's Championship, because it has not been established that long, the history on it is a little tragic. Because it's like Charlotte.
Bailey. Alexa, Sasha, Alexa.
Yeah. So, I mean, you've really only had it held by four people. I mean, that's a lot of title changes if you look at it in a year.
It is.
Between four people.
It is, but it is as isn't. Because, again, it depends how you value the championship. Alexa held it a long time till she lost it. Should she have lost it at SummerSlam? No, but it was the means to the end of the story they were trying to tell. And I think it was one of those things they were trying to keep people off guard and doing it. I don't mind title changes, especially when they lead to something important. I think what they're doing with Alexa and Nia will turn out to be important. If you look at this show they're putting together, they're making No Mercy important for some reason. I don't know what, but they're trying to make No Mercy really important.
Because they don't want it to be that throwaway pay-per-view, like it always is. I mean, that's the thing, is the pay-per-view right after SummerSlam. You know, generally, they don't have a lot of time between SummerSlam and whatever that pay-per-view is afterwards.
Used to be Night of Champions.
Used to be Night of Champions, so it's like they literally just throw something together and nobody generally cares because it's, well, we're just going to redo SummerSlam in some way, shape, or form on Night of Champions. So this is kind of, I think, the same mentality by a lot of people of they're just going to continue what they set up at SummerSlam at No Mercy. So it's like we don't necessarily have to care. So that's why it's like they're really pushing very hard for No Mercy to make people care.
Right. And they could have also done this angle at SummerSlam as well, but that they chose Raw. That's what they did. Anyway, I thought this show was good.
I thought the show was good. I thought the show was enjoyable. It definitely picked up in the last hour. And it got good.
Yeah.
Or it got better. I shouldn't say it wasn't good, but it got better. The first hour kind of dragged a little bit. Second hour was just kind of eh. Third hour was good.
Well, we had some good wrestling in the second hour. The Battle Royal took up most of the first. There were a couple segments that could have been, you know, different, but
you know, it is what it is.
Yes, we did mention Ambrose and such. We did talk about those tag matches. The matches were fine. There was nothing much to them. They were good. They were enjoyable.
Yeah, they were fun.
Alright, my night. Twitch.tv/Rack Radio Show is the place to be for the return of WTR Sims. It's the intern versus Tim Stein for a champion versus champion matchup. Who will come out with two belts? Find out twitch.tv/RockRadioShow, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Thursday night, though, it's the Rack.
That's right. Tune in because we'll have news. We'll have notes. We're back to our regular format. So NXT, SmackDown, and, well, we're going to be talking all about the Mae Young Classic. That's right. It debuted this week. And we want to talk about it, so we're going to. So tune in Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Rock Radio Show on the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, Tumblr, Instagram.
We're everywhere.
Everywhere you could possibly think of Rock Radio Show, RockRadioShow.com. Saturday night, midnight edition, Steve Radio. We're going to have the Great and the Great Debate. I don't know what yet. We'll have one. Go back and listen to last Saturday's episode where we do colors. Now, you think colors is just a simple debate. Oh no. Rob Drunk plus colors equals a good time. See Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com as we gear up for 500 on September 9th. Sunday at Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern at WTR Sunday on the Facebook and the Twitters. We'll be back next Monday after Raw post 11, 10 p.m. Eastern at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. And make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rock Radio Show.
You can follow me on Twitter at LensWard, L-E-N-S-W-A-R-D. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LensWard, same as the Twitters.
Gearwork.net, wrestling figure photography. Follow Journey DA today at instagram.com/MBG1211. She's Lindsay Armrock. Thursday for the Rack. Monday night for the Raw Post Show. Live across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live, tune in radio, search Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll see you Thursday night. Night, everybody. Like most girls.
WildTalkRadio.com.